I hold a greeting. My name is Jay. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your response to the study. Sir, can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge, your opinion?
High taxes.
Okay, excellent. Taxes and government spending. Can I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? I have a few of them here. I'm going to read them all, but if you have one on your own, you can share it with me, okay? Now, fossil fuels or carbon emissions need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation. Or if you have one on your own, sir, can you share your opinion?
No.
Okay, you have an opinion on this one? We can move forward. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota? If you have an opinion?
No.
Okay. We can move on. Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, the next one. Using the scale of excellent, good, it's just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry, the forest produce industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, and how about the medical manufacturing? Same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, and the mining industry, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I guess I don't know that much about it.
Okay, we can move on. And how about the agriculture and farming? How do you think the environmental performance on the in Minnesota, how do you think they, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor? The agriculture and farming.
Good.
Okay. You say good, right? And
yep.
How about refining? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor? We can move on.
What they do is good as far as I know.
Right, but how would you rate them? Would you rate them good? Good, okay. How about the electric utilities in Minnesota? How would you rate them when it comes to the environmental performance? Excellent, good, just fair or poor? Or you have no opinion?
Not really.
Okay, we can move on. Now, the next one, sir. No, I'm sorry. On the next one, it says, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is the forest and timber industry and the same auctions. Excellent, good, just fair or poor? How would you rate them, sir?
Good.
Good. And how about the county land departments? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
What was it?
The county land department. How would you rate
them? I still don't understand that one, I guess.
Okay, county, the county land department. How would you rate them? How
do you county think they land?
Yes, sir. Good, excellent. Okay, we can move on. We can move on. The next one is the environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, poor, or no opinion?
Very poor.
Okay, and how about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair or poor, or no opinion?
Fair.
Okay, and the U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair or poor, or no opinion? How do you think they do in managing? Good, okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how would you rate, or how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion, sir?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say, sir, that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant role?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on. Now, I'm sorry, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than the 1970s? What's your opinion?
I guess I don't know about the forest. Okay.
We can move on, sir. Okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? To the best of your knowledge. Okay. Yep. Thank you. And the next one. What impact, if any, do you believe, sir, that timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say that it have a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Probably no impact.
No impact? Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Okay, thank you. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Okay, and do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, salt dust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I don't know much about it, but they have.
Okay. And now, do you feel that it's appropriate, sir, to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about the Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no? I'm sorry, that was a yes, right? Or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no, sir? Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion and economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant, a minor component, or it is a fading component?
Significant.
Of the Minnesota. A significant, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you have to take a break to take a glass of water, sir, you let me know, okay? You let me know when you're ready. But I appreciate your patience. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, sir, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
No.
Oppose? Is that your answer?
No. My answer.
Okay, you had no answer? Will you support that idea or oppose that idea? Or you have no opinion?
Oppose.
Sir, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I couldn't hear your answer. I lost you there for a moment, sir. But will you support that or oppose that or have no opinion?
Oppose it.
Oppose it. Okay. Thank you. Now, the next one. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment use and either timber harvesting or in forest produce mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, sir, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So you will oppose that, right?
Yes.
And sir, good last one. I'm going to read the list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Now, create a new training program directly to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that part of the program or not?
I guess I didn't understand the question.
Okay, the question is, there is going to be several components of the program. Okay, I'm going to read a few of them, but it's only four, actually. And after each, can you tell me, sir, if you will support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program? Okay? And the first part of the program is create a new training program directly to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose? Okay. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support that or oppose that?
Both.
Okay, and work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose that?
Both.
Okay, and get into a school classroom to start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Will you support that or oppose that component of the program?
Both.
Okay. Sure. The last question that just for statistical purpose only, and we'll be finished. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
High school.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Say that again.
How would you describe the community that you live in? A large city, a suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you, sir. And now, is your annual household income last year $25,000,
$25,000 to $49,000,
$75,000 to $99,000, $100,000 plus?
I guess the first one.
Okay, thank you. And now, sir, do you consider your political views to be a liberal, progressive, a moderate, or conservative? How would you consider your political moderate? Thank you. Now, in which of the following categories would you put your job or business, manufacturing, business or retail self, you retire, a homemaker, a student employee, business management, administration, white collar professional, a blue collar professional, educational government, medical healthcare, farming or agriculture, construction?
Retired.
Yes, okay. Thank you, sir. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
No.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Very kind of you, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Tony. Tony, tres.